Joining us now in our studios from the Northfield Public Library, just right across the street, it's our neighbor, Natalie Draper. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Joe.
Welcome to the KYMN studios. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
How was your Halloween?
It was good. It was good. We could use a few more trick-or-treaters at my house, just so folks know we're giving out the good candy.
They don't, you know,
on Madison Street.
I recall when I was a young lad. That was not recently, but we would go everywhere. We'd go to everybody's neighborhood. I mean, you'd trick or treat until, you know, the people started turning out all the lights. So,
Me too.
I guess it's changed a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, hopefully it went well for you. What's going on? It's November. We turn the page.
It's November.
We've got gray rain, rainy skies, and daylight savings time is going to end in just 48 hours, less than that, 36 hours or so.
So we're starting off on a cheerful note.
Yeah. So we're transitioning into hibernation mode here, and the library plays an important part.
And we do that
for many people.
And we have you for this hibernation season that we're coming into. So I wanted to share, we're going to call this a PSA. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but audiobooks count as reading.
All right.
There are Okay. There are plenty of studies to support this. A 2020 study found no significant difference in comprehension between reading, listening, or reading and listening simultaneously when comparing ebooks and e-audiobooks. And then a 2019 Pew study on adult reading habits found the percentage of visual readers of all formats declined between 2016 and 2019, but the percentage of audiobook readers rose during the same period. In fact, it's the only format to see an increase in use. Right. And finally, another study from 2020 found that 70% of audio readers do so because they're multitasking, which means that people are busy, but they still want to read.
They're in the car driving.
They're driving.
They're commuting, yeah.
Yep. Even though commuting declined because people started remote working, they're working in the garden. They're making their sourdough bread. They're cleaning the house. They're tending to other things. They're running, they're being active, but they want to listen to a book. So I say, let's relax and give ourselves credit for that work. We work hard enough without feeling guilty about how we read. So audiobooks count as reading.
Absolutely. Now, audiobooks, what is the format? I'm so far behind the times, Natalie. I just live in my little cave here and very seldom go out. But I'm presuming they're like MP3 type things nowadays.
So we have lots of downloadable audiobooks. We have Hoopla, which is a great collection. There's tons of them. Lots of new material has been added to Hoopla recently, too. So I encourage people to check it out if they haven't looked in a while. And then Libby is our other app. So those are two apps that we use to provide audiobooks. Then we also still have CDs. We have CD books. We have a lot of CD books, and they still check out pretty well. But one thing that I found, which brings me to my visual aid.
You did bring a visual aid.
Yes. That some folks really want to listen to CD audiobooks again, but they don't really have CD players in their car. If you have a newer car, you probably don't have a CD player in it. Just don't want for a young person, which is actually where this suggestion came from, was a parent. I love suggestions like this from the community that are just really actionable. It was a suggestion that we had CD players to check out for folks who maybe didn't want their kids on a screen. So they love that we have downloadable books, but they don't want their kids there with their phone or an iPad all day long listening to it. So they want to just the more analog format. Plus, for some people, myself included, I get distracted by my phone sometimes when I'm listening to an audiobook and like looking and missing some of what I'm listening to. So it's helpful to have something that isn't a distraction in itself. So it's just...
So what did you bring there? What is that?
This is a little CD player. We have a couple of these.
Is it like a Sony Discman or something?
That's kind of what it looks like. This one's actually got its Bluetooth. They've upped their game, the Discman has. This is Bluetooth capable. It's rechargeable, so you don't have to plug it in or use batteries. It's pretty simple to operate for most folks. And as you can see from the sticker on the bottom there, this is thanks to the Friends of the Library. We're so fortunate to have this really supportive group that allows us to kind of branch out and try something new when it maybe falls outside of our regular budget, right? So this was something we wanted to be able to act on quickly. It was a good suggestion we'd gotten from a couple of different places, from older folks who are not as comfortable or familiar maybe with the apps and want the CD player.
Mm-hmm.
Or younger people who we don't want to have them on, you know.
So those are available for checkout then?
They're available for checkout now. We have 3 that you can borrow. And then we have 2 that are going to be part of our home delivery program.
And you can hook that up to like a Bluetooth speaker and read a book.
Yep, it's got a speaker built in, but you can hook it up to your own Bluetooth speakers. And this one actually supports MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So check it out. Yeah. And you have the audiobooks on CD. Is that just the old ones or do you still have the new ones?
Oh, no, we still buy them. Yep. They're new. They're still being released. We have stuff, lots of kids' audiobooks and adult audiobooks.
Wonderful.
Big selection.
You know, you mentioned the Friends of the Northfield Public Library. It's trivia night.
Tonight.
It's trivia night.
This event is so much fun. Jessica is a marvelous host. So even if you don't come to play, it's a hoot to watch. Come on out,
yeah.
Hang out with us, get a drink, support the library, and watch your library director lose at trivia. 7 o'clock at the Grand. Be there.
That is, it's such a fun event. I don't have a team together yet. Rich said he couldn't make it, and it was his idea. But I did compete in that for many years.
Okay.
Won it 1 year.
Hey.
Yeah. It was we had some smart people on the team. And, the only ones we got wrong were the ones that I insisted were right.
Okay.
I know I'm right on this one. Yeah, never trust me.
So you're not going to be a team of one then?
I don't know. I'm not ruled. I haven't ruled that out yet.
Okay.
Well, so we'll see. But anyway, they do wonderful work. We had Bill North on the other day from the Friends to talk about that.
Job.
So good stuff. It's tonight is at the Northfield Public Library. Just stop on in. Or excuse me, at the Grand. Which is kind of close to the library.
It's super close. Well, we'll point you in the right direction. If you show up at the library, we'll take you down there.
Yeah. All right. What else do we have?
Well, I wanted to let folks know that the Living Treasure Award nominations are still open.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to nominate somebody who has made a significant contribution to the city of Northfield through the arts and culture, on behalf of the arts and culture, you can nominate them for this wonderful award.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be honored at the State of the City Address on March 21st. And so the nominees can either be a practitioner in one or more of the arts, or an arts and cultural leader, supporter, or advocate. The nomination forms and more information are at northfieldmn.gov/livingtreasure. It's on the city's website.
All right.
Those are open until November 13th.
And that... you have, so that's on the city's website, the application's right there. You just fill in what you know about the person. And
yep, and if you prefer paper applications, they have them at 50 North. Mm-hmm. They're partners with us. And at the library, and you can just turn them in there, too.
All right. Natalie Draper's with us in charge of the Northfield Public Library. So let's talk about what else is coming up this month. You got a lot of things. You brought a couple of pages
in
here, front
and
back.
Don't worry, I'm not going to read all this. we have some really great programs coming up, though, that I wanted to talk about. As you said, this is hibernation season, but you can still get out and you can still come out and do fun things. We have the perfect program for this time of year, too. Recipes for Life is back. This was a really popular workshop series we did earlier this year and last year. But just in time for holiday giving and big family meals, make sure to sign up for these workshops online because they do tend to fill up. But a lot of folks have these typed or handwritten recipe cards. Have you seen, you know what I'm talking about? The little 3x5 cards?
Sure.
Handwritten.
Look at me. I'm not a young guy. I know what a recipe card is.
And these are cherished things passed down through generations, right? So you'll get that box of recipes. And maybe they're typed. Maybe they're purchased. They're hand. But sometimes they're annotated by a loved one, an aunt or somebody. But... so any printed family recipe or even words of wisdom from a loved one will do for this. Bring it into the workshop and we will help. Participants will learn how to screen print them. And we'll screen print these onto tea towels. And so you can take this with you. So it's a make it there and take it. Learn a little bit about screen printing. We have some really cool tech from a company out of Duluth called Iconart that makes silk screening way easier and less messy. But this has been so wonderful.
Like
it's a wonderful, like, cross-cultural and intergenerational kind of storytelling and sharing program, too, because people come in with these recipe cards and they want to talk about them, and I love asking people about, like, tell me about this recipe. Tell me about, like, the family meal that would never, that wouldn't be the same without that, like, that lefse or that, you know, lasagna.
Coming up to Thanksgiving and Christmas, yeah. I'm sure that's going to be a very popular program, right, as it was before.
You're pulling out your cookbooks, so look for those annotated recipes. My recipe was a letter from my grandma to my mom, in which my grandma had transcribed her mother-in-law's potluck staple that she was giving to my mom. And it was this called Impossible Quesadilla. And it was actually a Bisquick package recipe, but my great grandma had, like, modified it over time. And she, like, it was Bee's dish. Like, it wasn't a Bisquick dish. It was Bee's dish. And it was, like, from the 40s or 50s, probably, you know, but it was this crowd pleaser. And so now I make it, but I have it on one of these towels. Yeah. So it's
have
just
you
really
gone back
fun.
To Bisquick now, or do you
I make my own Bisquick because I'm fancy, right. But another program that we're super excited. Oh, I'm sorry, that I had dates on that one. So that is two opportunities to take part in that workshop. Wednesday, November 16th at 5, and Saturday, November 19th at 2. And got all that it. Is on our website.
Yep.
Now, we're really excited about Fidgety Fairy Tales, which is a program for families coming up next Saturday, also on the 12th, that gently addresses children's mental health. Worries and anxieties are common in both adults and kids, and living through a pandemic the last 2 years has certainly touched off new ones. So Fidgety Fairy Tales, brief musicals combine familiar stories, great music, and humor to help kids and grown-ups have important conversations about mental health.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's really neat.
Fidgety Fairy Tales.
Mm-hmm. We've had them before, and it's just a wonderful program. But this is led by theater artist Matt Jensen and Maria Hart. A company of teen actors will perform a 15-minute musical version of The Three Little Pigs, followed by activities where audience members get to play theater games, build puppets, and create a story together. So this
fun.
Is, yeah, this
all
is
right.
A production of the Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health, and registration is required. That is the 12th at 1.
All right.
Yeah.
And once again, more information on the website. Just Google Northfield Public Library.
MyNPL.org.
Yeah, that's so easy. That's how it is. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have? Anything?
I do. We have a flamenco class coming up tomorrow? No, wait. That's the 15th. That's something else tomorrow.
Okay.
The flamenco class is coming up on the 15th.
I'm going to recommend that to Rich. I think he would make a good flamenco dancer.
I think so. I think you can come and either bring a partner. I think they will have a partner there for you too to dance with. But I've seen pictures from the event. I've never actually gone because I'm a dreadful dancer and I don't need anybody to see that. So, but I guess I could learn. So this is with Susanna De Palma. The class will introduce you to basic rhythms and dance forms of flamenco. Class is appropriate for all ages, fitness, and experience levels. So I don't know what's wrong. I should just go.
Just a fun class.
Yeah, participants right. will explore movement, rhythm, and culture. And that's the 15th, which is a Tuesday at 6:30. And this is mm-hmm. sort of a continuation of the Minnesota State Arts Board support that we had for Hispanic Heritage.
All right. Yeah. We are just about out of time, but if you have anything else, we can mention that.
I think we can wrap it up there.
All right. Well, it sounds like a busy month, a hibernation
so
month.
Much.
You don't need to hibernate, folks. You just need to go to make a few trips to the library and get out and enjoy some of the services and fine programming that they have.
Keep your mind and body active.
There
the
you
library.
Have it. All right. Natalie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Natalie Draper, the Director of Library and Information Services at the Northfield. Did I get that right? What's that?
Director of Library Services.
Okay. Director of Library Services for the Northfield Public Library.